Hey there. Oh, don't act like you don't remember me. You know exactly who I am. Yeah. What am I doing here? You know why I'm here. I came to say congratulations. For your marriage, silly. Well, you're not married yet, exactly, but I wanted to give a pre-congratulations and everything on your engagement. And being finally finding that special person in your life. That's something that should be celebrated, right? Well, you know, I've always been fascinated with romance, you know, especially with marriage, being intertwined with someone for the rest of your life, just, you know, through what is it, sickness or in health, yeah. And so richer or poor, all that, better or worst. You know, you just come together and you come to that agreement that no matter what happens, no matter what flaws the other person has, you're able to look past that because you love each other, right? But what I don't understand is, why would you marry someone who can't satisfy you the way you want to be satisfied? Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Has she gotten better? Has she improved since the last time? I can tell when you're lying to me. And I can tell by that hungry look that your lust hasn't been satisfied in a while. Not since we've been together, at least. So, I guess you married her either because you felt sorry for her, or you just simply are insane. I just can't see myself marrying someone who couldn't sexually satisfy me. I mean, whatever, like, it is important. It's a big deal if you can't fuck right. If you're not getting no action in the bedroom, then outside of it isn't going to be all that great either. I don't give a fuck if you, I don't care how many times you say how much you love her, alright. I know what's going on in your head. I know you. And I remember when I met you, you said you'd never marry someone who can sexually satisfy you. Oh, you're gonna act like you didn't say that? Alright. Go ahead, act like you have short-term memory loss. But I remember very clearly. And, well, frankly, I still don't understand, but that's none of my business, I suppose. But I just wanted to give you a reminder that no matter how often you try to love her, try to overlook the fact that she can't satisfy you, every time you lay down in the bed to be with her, you will think of me. You will think of my voluptuous curves, my sultry, sexy voice, my hot breath on your body. My soft, juicy, big tits. How they just fit perfectly. How they just fill your hands up. You become overwhelmed by how full and juicy and luscious they are. I can already tell you. Wouldn't mind. Thought of that. Oh, the evidence is right there. You are getting turned on. Very much so. It's been a while since you've gotten that hard, hasn't it? Trying to be faithful. Sacrificing your own pleasure and satisfaction for that pathetic bitch. Oh, you want to sit down? I was just thinking the same thing. Oh, God. Oh, God, I want you so bad right now. I know you want me to. Why don't we stop fucking around? What time is she gonna be back? In an hour? Well, I think we'll be done by then. But, you probably won't want me to leave. I think we should start off by getting this shirt off. Well, looks like Mr. Faithful has given in. Kiss me. Tastes the same. Oh, that's sweet. Cherry flavored lip gloss. I know how wild it makes you. Oh, God, I miss this body. Oh, yeah. Oh. This chest. I've been working out. When we get down here, I know a little buddy wants to join in the fun too. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I'll take my shirt off. I'm taking your pants off. Of course. course I didn't wear a bra. I was coming to see you. Oh, yeah, you remember? You were dropping your girlfriend off. When you came by to see me, I wasn't wearing... Not only was I not wearing a bra, but I didn't have anything on under that robe. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Baby, it's so hard. Oh, it's been so long. Oh, let me get down there. God, I miss this. Delicious cock. I miss the taste of your pre-cum. Just dripping. I miss licking along the left of your shaft. I need going right back to sucking that tip. Your cock so much. Oh, not having the taste of it. Oh. Oh, for so long. Completely just drives me mad. Ever since you left me. To be with her. Why should I make you come? The way you just left me. You feel like you deserve to come? Oh, that's too fucking bad. You're too busy receiving all that pleasure. You didn't even notice that I tied you to the chair. You're mine now. You'll always be mine. Mine to do what I want with. And if I don't want you to come, you don't fucking come. Now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna straddle you. Rub this cock along my nice wet pussy. Oh, it's been so long since I've had you inside me. But guess what? No matter how much you beg, I'm not gonna let you come. That's what payback is for, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, you feel so good. Don't stop. Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're so deep. Don't you dare fucking come. Oh, you're gonna regret it if you do. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, you wanna say something? Oh, too bad. Why don't you suck on my tits instead? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, I feel so good. Too bad. Can't come. Oh, but I'm getting close though. She wanna make me come. She wanna make me come, baby. Oh yeah. Oh fuck, I'm so close. Fuck. Oh yeah, fuck me. Oh fuck me. Oh fuck me. Still wanna come, huh? You sad, sad little boy. Well, that's just too bad. I came to get my payback and my payback only. Why don't you ask her to get you off? I have fun.